It's a great feeling. Yeah. I mean, you work so hard, you put a lot into it, and you know, to be able to have that work pay off for you, it means a lot. But you're not satisfied at the same time, because that's not what our goal is. We have a goal in mind at the end of the year, and we're a long ways from that right now, so we have a lot of work left.
This point of the season, how big is having home field advantage?
Well, it's huge. You know, our fans really got loud. That's as loud as I've heard them since I've been here, and they really rallied behind us, and you know, it enables us to do some things that we normally wouldn't be able to do on the road, you know, with the cadence and things like that, and just having that 12th man is huge.
Yeah. How closely did you watch yesterday's game and knowing that the winner of that game's coming here?
Definitely. I mean, I think everybody had an eye on it, and just looking and preparing, you know, looking to see who our matchup was going to be and who we're going to have to go against as individuals. And, you know, it was a good game. But Baltimore came out victorious, obviously, and there's reasons for that. They do a lot of things well. And we're going to have our hands full preparing for those guys this week.
Do you think at all about your first playoff experience was 2 years ago against them? Do you think about that much and think about what went wrong that day and what you can correct this week?
You know, really haven't given it much thought, because it's a different season, a different team. They have different players. We have different players. You do remember the sting of getting embarrassed at home. And like I was saying earlier, those guys beat us from the opening snap all the way through. So we got to try to avoid that.
Getting that first taste, that first victory, does it make you hungry for another one?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you're definitely not satisfied, and you won't be satisfied until you achieve that ultimate goal. But we realize it's about, you know, preparing now this week. We got to have a good week of preparation for us to give ourselves a chance to have success again this week.
How strong is the focus? Because, you know, right now it's just the four teams out, and you're one of that four.
It's got to be even higher than it was last week, and it was high last week, but it's got to be high, and it's got to be a one-day-at-a-time thing. You know, we've got to – you don't win the game on Sunday. You win it throughout the course of the week, and it starts today by how you prepare. And then, obviously, you have to go and play well on Sunday. But, you know, giving ourselves a chance to have success, it starts today.